Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Zayin, and we'll talk about a sugya that comes up related to the first gemara on the top of the daf. This is the end of the gemara that we talked about yesterday, and that is David HaMelech fells the giant, kills Goliath. Shaul HaMelech wonders, is he somebody who's fit to be the king? Doeg says, what do you mean, forget if he's roy to be the king? Is he roy to be Lavo Bakahal? Well, can he marry in? What do you mean, can he marry in? Why? Because Amon and Moab. Lavo Amon and Moab b'kal Hashem. Ammon and Moab are not allowed in. Those nations are excluded. So Doeg says, "May." Those who support David says, "One second, it's only the males, not the females." Ammon ivelo Ammon, it's Moab ivelo Moabis. And he says, "What about Mamzer ivelo Mamzeris?" Back and forth, the machlokas until finally Amasa. The pasuk says Amasa got up on a chair, so to speak, and made an announcement. Miyad va'Amasa benish shmo Yisra Yisraeli asher bo'al Avigail pas nachash. V'ksiv yeser ha-yishma'eli, amar rava melameid, shechagar charbo ki yishmael. He girded his loins and he took out his sword like a yishma'elite. V'amar, and he said, kol mi she'eno shomei halacha zu, whoever does not listen to me, whoever does not accept my teaching, yidaka becher, I'm going to stab them. Kach v'ku balanim v'bezitino shoshmol ha-ramasi. I have a Kabbalah from Shmuel Anavi, amoni v'lo amonis, v'lo v'lo moavis. David is allowed in. Ammon and Moab are only the males, not the females. That's the Mesorah that I have. So the question that we'll deal with is bringing weapons into a Beis Medrash or into Shul, as Rabbi Yosef Engel points out here. But before we get there, just a couple of other points. Interesting that he girded his loins and he took out his sword like Yishmael. Yishmael, right, when we usually think of Cherev, we usually think of Esav. Right, I call Yaakov a hayadayim yidei Esav. So why did Dafka say ki Yishmael and not ki Esav? So that's a comment of the Aruch Laner here on the Gemara, where the Aruch Laner notes lomanachak ki Yishmael shari ein Yishmael balacherev ela Esav. Aval ani es daiti Yishlomar kiva the divrei hayamim kasav Ezra kidam rinan. Right, divrei hayamim was written by Ezra, as it says at the end of right in the first parak of Basra, where all the Svarim of Tanakh were in there. Ubizman Golas Bavel, and what happened during the time, as we know, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Harag Yishmael ben Netanya Becherev leGedalia ben Achikam. We know Som Gedalia, he was killed by a Jew named Yishmael, right, who was jealous that Nebuchadnezzar had appointed Gedalia, and he killed him. The Gemara Nida says that even Gedalia should have accepted the for the Lashon Hara, but either way, Yishmael was the one that killed Gedaliah. V'ravim chalalim ipil k'dach sibi yirmiyash yimili kalabar chalalim. L'chei nireh, it appears, says the Aruch Laner creatively, shahi regilim v'esahi l'chanos l'kol hori b'cherev k'zeh v'shem Yishmael. At that time, it must be they called anybody who murdered with a sword, they called him Yishmael. Al shem Yishmael ben Atanya, because of the most famous murderer at that time amongst the Jews, Yishmael. V'zeo mashakina Ezra liyisra b'shem Yishmaeli lomar shachaga karbo ki Yishmael. So that's why dafka Yishmael is mentioned here. Interesting, number one. Number two, the other question that's asked by the Mefarshim is that this was already said earlier. Right, what happens right at the beginning, right when Doeg started causing trouble? What happens? Amner stood up and said, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Avner already said that. And then they went back and forth with the conversation with Doeg. And then all of a sudden, Amasa stands up and says the same thing. I have a Mesorah from Shmuel, Aramasi, Amodi, Velo, Amonis, Velo, Velo, Velo. What more did he add? He was just saying the same thing that Avner had said earlier. What more did he add? So the Ben Yehoyada, here on this Gemara, says the Ben Ishchai, he added one element. Earlier, Amoni, Velo, Amonis might have been based on Svara. And you could always go against, you could always undermine Svara. What did Amasa say? It's based on a Mesorah. It's based on a transmission that I've received from Shmuel HaNavi. That's more powerful. Says the Ben Yoyada. They didn't have a Kabbalah. I have this Mesorah without a reason, not based on a reason. When it comes to a Kabbalah, there's no arguing. There's no complaining. Like the Gemara says sometimes, Im Kabbalah Nikabel. The Mishnah says sometimes. If it's a Kabbalah, we accept it. Im Ladin Yeshua. But if it's based on Svara, I could argue. V'im Kain, but Latin is doing. Kiva the Yatza Alacha Mishmuel, Ubezdin Bistam Balotam, Efshar the Kakibu Alacha Moshvi Sinai. Maybe Shimon Alacha Kabbalah, maybe it's Alacha Moshvi Sinai. That's the Ben Yoyada. The Brisker Rav also points this out, right? He was not aware of the Ben Yehoyada, or he just didn't quote it. The Brisker Rav points this out in his commentary on Chumash. He has one or two pieces on Megillas Rus, towards the end of the Sefer of the Griz Al HaTorah. So at the end, he quotes the Pasuk. Remember that Rus is looking for a Goel, a Redeemer, and Ploni Almoni. Ploni Almoni says, I'm not interested in ruining my name, my seed. Which is one of the most ironic comments in all of Tanakh. He was so worried, so what do we call him? He went down as the most famous John Doe. Ploni Almoni. So he didn't have his name even mentioned. So, lo uchaligo li pen ashchis es nachalasi. And what does the Rashi say there? Rashi says in Rus, Zari pagam bezari v'ta'a ba'amoni v'lo amonis. He made the mistake. Amoni v'lo amonis. Right? He thought, oh, how could I marry Rus? Right? She comes from Moav, v'zorachi and lama tala davar bizarro. Follow asur he lo be iser lav. Given to lo yad hadrasha damoni v'lo amonis. Why does he say that I'm going to ruin my seed? He himself is not allowed to marry here. If he thinks that there's an iser of Amon and Moav, even to the women, so why is he worried about penashrisas nachalasi? Right, he should be nervous about himself. So the Griz quotes Argamar, and he asks the same question as Ben Yoyada, and he says, what changed? Svara to Misora. Svara could always be undermined the next generation, right? Bezin thinks of a Svara today, so in 10 years from now, 100 years from now, Bezin can think of a Svara the other way. So maybe that's what Ploni Amoni was, that was his mistake. They knew the halacha of Amoni v'lo Amonis, v'lo v'lo Moavis, and therefore he himself would have married Rus, because at that time it was Mutter. The Alba got the card, Nitzuka Alacha Shalide Boaz Vazakenim, Amoni Vlo Amonis, was already paskind, and that's what Avner said. Mikomacham Ratsa Doi Lachlog, as that Doi wanted to undermine that. Kid the Kaimalan, as we know, Bechaladvarim Hanomadim, Mibida Shatur Nireshas Bahen, if Bezin Darshan something, Shim Horu Bezin Shadin Kach, Rashay Bezin Abachrayim Levatel, a later Bezin could be Mevatel. So that's what Doi was trying to do to be Mevatel, until Amasa came along and said, it's not a Svara, it's a Kabbalah. And why did Doi not continue? Because you can't argue on a Kabbalah. You can't argue on a Svara. And that was the problem. The Goel, the Ploni Amoni, thought maybe one day they're going to undermine this Svara, and then my children are going to end up being right, Psulim, because they weren't allowed to marry Bakahal. But his mistake was that it was a Masorah, so it was never going to get undermined. It's never going to get turned over. So the Brisker Rav says the same thing as the Ben Yehoyada. Okay, so where does this come up? The sugya of today, the Gilyoni Hashas. So Yosef Engel here on our Gemara points out, I don't understand how, what does it say, Amasa took out a sword, Charbo ki Yishmael, and he said, whoever is not going to listen, I'm going to stab them. Where did he say this? Where was this whole conversation taking place? Mistabu was taking place in a Beis Medrash. Are you allowed to bring a sword into a Beis Medrash, into a Beis HaKnesses? So this goes back to the Rishonim. He quotes it, there's a Kolbo, but I'll quote it from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes the Arches Chaim. Beis Yosef here in Simon Kuf Nun Aleph in Arachayim. Kuf Nun Aleph, he quotes, Kosev Arches Chaim B'Shem Haram. Aser Likanis L'Beis HaKnesses B'Sakin Aruch. You're not allowed to go into shul in a Beis HaKnesses with a long, big knife. Why? Lefi, we're familiar with this from other halachas. Lefi sha tefila ma'areches yamav shel adam. Because tefila helps lengthen the days, the life of a person. V'hasakin mekatzram. And the knife shortens. V'likanis, right, and that's why you can't bring the knife in. What does this remind us of? Right, we're not allowed to cut the stones of the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is mekatzer. The Mizbeach is Baruch Yamav Shel Adam, and Sakin is Mekatzer. So that is what's quoted here in the Arches Chaim and the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. And this is not just quoted in the Beis Yosef, but it made its way into Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Vav. quotes, Mutter Likaras the Bezak Knesses, Bamaklo, Uva Tarmilo, Uba Padaso. You're allowed to go into shul with your walking stick and with your tarmil, with your knapsack, Uba Pundaso, right, or other types of bags. The Yesh Osrim Likanisbo Besakin Aruch Obarush Magula. That's the other part of the Bezi Osrim, which we didn't read now. Some Aser going in with a big knife. So this is Bezak Knesses. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, but the Pasha, the same thing applies to a Beis Hamedrash. Where do you see this? This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Pei Beis, the sugyas of Pinchas. When Pinchas came up and saved the day, so the Gemara talks about how many miracles happened when Pinchas got up to save the day. Bala Ramas Kanon Poganbo, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, isn't that the halacha? So I'm alone. Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, okay, Karyana Digrasa, you Levi Parvanka. If you're the one that remembered the halacha, so you're the one who should take the law into your hands and, you know, do what you need to do. And that's what he did. So, and the Gemara continues, by Yakim Mitocha Eda, he stood up from in the middle of the congregation, by Yigach Ramach Biyado, and he took a spear. So the Gemara is Medayik. What does it mean? He got up and he took a spear. It sounds like he didn't have a spear with him, right? It sounds like he just had to go get it. Mikan sheinichnasin beklei zayin the Beis Hamedrash, right? It must be that Pinchas didn't have it when he was sitting in the Beis Hamedrash. He went to get it. So actually, you don't bring weapons into the Beis Hamedrash. Shalaf, he unsheathed it. Shinana, he sharpened it. Vinicha beunkalo vahyanishan vaholech hamaklo vakulu, and he went out and he took care of business. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel. So the Gemara, the Archas Chaim says it by Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says it by Beis HaMedrash that you can't have a big knife or a weapon in shul. So therefore, how was it that in our Gemara, Amasa was able to do it? Into the Maris Chayis points this out on that Gemara in Sanhedrin. See if I can find it for a second. The Maris Chayis points out this idea also of having it in the Beis Medrash. One second. Let me just. It's a different edition. Says the Maris Chayis. Says the Maris Chayis. Okay, we'll leave it for now. But either way, that's the Haras. So how did he do it? How did he bring it into the Gemara? So one is Pashas is a Harasha. Right, you don't have a choice. Right, you don't have a choice here. He wanted to make sure that the halacha was known, and David HaMelech was stable in terms of his yichus. So Harasha, right? Doeg was publicly arguing on Malchus Beis David. He was the status baby of an apikoros. So he had to make sure that nobody went away from here not realizing what the halacha is. Ramosha Feinstein gives this impression. Ramosha has a tshuva in Chelek Hay of Arachayim. Here in Simon Chaf Os Ches, and he talks about the Gemara sometimes says, he quotes, he doesn't quote Ar, doesn't talk about Ar Gemara, but he quotes in Shabbos Yud Zayin. Remember that the Yud Ches Davar that they went to discuss in the attic. And there it says also, Bishamai, they stuck a sword in the ground, and they said, whoever doesn't obey and doesn't vote on this, we're gonna get him. So he that's the main Gemara that he talks about, but he does quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Beis also. V'hayanira pashut, says Rav Moshe, delatzarech gadol kedesha yizbaru halachos mutter lahachnes cherev lebeis hamedrash. You're allowed to bring something in if something is a tzarech gadol to be mevar the halachos for all of Klal Yisrael. Right, that's what he said. But then he wonders. He says, "When was there last I checked a chi of misa for somebody who didn't paskin? You know, when he was supposed to paskin for somebody who didn't vote in a bezdin. Since when is there a chi of misa? Lo shaya chi of misa alzeh. Sheino rotsa lalami Torah. Veino rotsa lahoros. Even me din kofin al mitzvah saseh." Ramosha wonders. Moshe wonders. He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalid, that Chizkiyo HaMelech stuck a sword al Pesach Beis HaMedrash and says whoever is an Oseg, Yidaka Becheret, that's not a problem. A, maybe there's a difference between Pesach Beis HaMedrash and in the Beis HaMedrash. Or number two, he's the king. So if somebody's the king, so then this is again the rights of the king. The king can do whatever he wants. Chizkiyo wants that to learn Torah, just like if the king wants to build something in your backyard, he could do it, and there's a Chiyad Misa Marba Malchus. So too, if he wants people to learn Torah. So al kol ma'asav u'gzeirosav, l'tovas ha'medina asur lavar. V'chalash ha'yam es piv, chayev misa, u'misa sub'sayif. So when it comes to the king, says Rav Moshe, I'm not bothered by it. And limuda Torah that the king wants you to do is no worse than anything else that the king wants you to do. V'ika b'limuda Torah gam tzivuy ha'melech. Lo gara tzivuy ze mit tzivuyo aliza davar ba'alma. Aval b'had yudches davar, but this yudches davar, or in our case of Pinchas, It's not as chiyev. I'm not sure what the chiyev misa is. I'm not sure what the chiyev misa is. So again, in the case of Pinchas, there was a chiyev misa because habala rabba tekonim pogenbo. But the case of learning, case of learning, right? Or in the case by in our case, you would say it also in Yevamos. You know what would be what would be the issur? So Moshe says it must be. It was just a scare tactic. In awe, putting awe into the audience. V'lashin Gemara didan tzarech lafari shehane itzas cherev hayarak lahodia chomer hadavar levar ha'alacha. And maybe that's tzarech also, to be mevar the halacha, to make sure that there's no apikarsis going on, denying the rights of machlus based David to exist. So that's something that is enough of a tzarech, and therefore one could bring it in. Interesting, just the Taz has a comment before we get to other lamaisa today. The Taz has a comment on that halach of Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't bring in a long knife into the Beis HaKnesset. Says the Taz, Lefisha Tila Marechas Yom Shel Adam Zaken Mekatzeres, right? Like what the Beis Yosef quoted. V'kashali, says the Taz, the Kan Mashma de Bisaken She'eno Aruch. What about a small knife? What about a small knife? The Shulchan Aruch says, don't bring in a big knife. That's what the Beis Yosef quotes. But he Mashma, a small knife, Ein Chash Zeh Shasaken Mekatzi Me Adam. Why not? A small knife is not Mekatzer. Why does the Shulchan Aruch only say a big knife? But it was Simen Kufpei. If you look in Simen Kufpei, we've quoted this halacha before, the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch quote, the minog of covering the knife when we bench. The Shulchan of a person, his hachmas, his arachim, lengthens the days. And the knife shortens the days. It's not appropriate that the makatzer should wave on the marach. Harei, that by benching, all knives are included. Right, by the shul, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't bring a big knife into shul. But by benching, it says to cover all knives. Okay, Shabbos might be different, but aharei da apakol sakin chashul atam zed asakin mekatzer. V'shmei dvarim elu heim b'beis Yosef b'shem Arches Chaim. And both of these are quoted from the Arches Chaim. V'teim ali maishna. Why is it by a shul, big knives are excluded, but not small knives, while by benching, all knives. V'nir ali says the Taz. D'shayni b'birchas hamazon. Birchas Hamazon, you know why all knives are included? To lo boy alachas was a sakin. All you have to do is cover the knife. Vazeish afshar alachas is kol sakin. You include all knives. All knives are included. So even a small knife, what's the big deal? Just cover the small knife, right? It's not the biggest tircha. Va'maylo neved achi. Why don't you do that also? Avokan. But here by shul, where you're going to have to leave it outside, you're going to have to totally, find somebody to watch it. It's a big tircha. Covering the knife and when you bench, it's not such a big tircha to cover all the knives. But in shul, it's a bigger tircha to find somebody. So that's why we only exclude big knives. As long as you need it. So maybe a small one would not be included. So that's the Taz's comment. So now we get to, and what about Lamaisa today? What about bringing a weapon into shul today, a gun, right? One has to leave it outside, right? The Shulchan Aruch says don't bring it in, so we have not seen that. Why haven't we seen that? For a number of reasons. Number one, like the Shulchan Aruch we already alluded to, only a big one, a small one's okay. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and it's best to cover it. If it's small, then you cover it, so then that would also be okay, says the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Leo Rabba. Ein lahachmer ki besachin megula. So if somebody has a covered, let's say somebody has a small pistol that's covered, so that would be okay. That wouldn't be a problem. Again, if there's mamish pikuach nefesh and it's very important for everybody to have their guns and weapons with them every moment because of pikuach nefesh, rachman al aslan, nothing to talk about. Of course, nothing to talk about. This is even if there's not a clear and present danger at that moment. But let's say somebody, a policeman, a soldier, they're just on there. This is part of what they have. So number one, if it could be covered, okay. Number two, as we just mentioned, pikuach nefesh, is docher. Right? That's what the Pnini Halacha, Rav Melamed writes in Likutim Aleph on page 161 and 162. Kasher yeshu tzarach bitchonilis tovev b'chol makom emneshek mutim and adin likanisim ala beis haknesesh. She pikuach nefesh docher kol mitzvahs. Docher. The only question is if not. So two points. And since Eliezer has a tshuva about this, part of a tshuva, this is Eliezer in Chelek Yud, Simin Yud Ches, he says a chiddush gadol, but he says maybe it's only called a weapon if in its present state it can be mikatzir yamav. But what happens, which often is the case with the soldiers, they don't have the bullets in. They have they're taking the bullets is connected, but their machsanit is not loaded. Mikol maka nearly lechadish. I'll leave it to kulei alma. Everybody would agree. Lomar dezos mia beinan shehe bedumya lahahi de romach shamach shir kshela atzmo kefi shehu yeh mochshel katzor yamim kisagin v'chadome avakol shamach shir zakuk leezra nosefes letafkido if it needs something else kirove ve'ekdach. V'chadome hazakuk lekadurim sheyorbahem. You need the bullets, and if the bullets aren't in, Yesh Lomar, it's not called a weapon. It's not called a weapon in that moment. It's not called a makatzer. The mutalikanis bovezek lezbeze medrash. So it says in Tzitzel Yezer, it's worse than a knife. A knife has inherent power, but a gun that doesn't have bullets in, so maybe it wouldn't be called a weapon, and therefore it says that Tzitzel Yezer. Right, if there's no tzarech or any tzarech miyuchad to take it in, so somehow to leave it outside. And if there's any type of tzarech, you can't leave it outside, it's not guarded, then you can come in where the bullets aren't in. And if there's no way to do that, so then you can even go bring it inside if it's covered. And if you can't do any of that, then obviously ain breira, you bring it in. Then he says at the end, he says it could be maybe a soldier or a policeman, it doesn't even have the status fully of a weapon, it's just part of their garb. It's part of their uniform. Yisvar lomar chayal ha'oved b'tzava keva v'chein shoter kavua l'didom ha'rova ho'ektach v'shavim ke'echan mi'bigdeim shemelubashim u'kud matzinu b'gdolok and Aruch HaShulchan. He talks about this regarding hotzah b'shabbos, right? The other issue, if it's part of your begadim, so then it wouldn't be a problem, right? Fine. Right, the whole Rav Rimon talks about this about regarding Hilcha Shabbos in terms of muksa, is it a klishim lachto laheter, because whenever you're going to need it, you're allowed to, or is it a klishim lachto laisser? So he notes that people, the soldiers shouldn't have to limit it at all. The Shmir Shabbos also talks about this, but this is the issue today. It's about bringing it into shul, into a Beis HaMedrash or into a Beis HaKnesses. Okay, we'll stop here.